This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Step one is complete to remove gray wolves from the list of endangered species after the U.S. House passed legislation recently. One of the bill's sponsors, Representative Dan Newhouse, introduced the bill on the House floor November 16th.
Mr. Speaker, I'm proud to have co-introduced the underlying legislation considered in this rule today, H.R. 6784, the Manage Our Wolves Act, to return management of the gray wolves species to the states.
Newhouse says delisting is not a new idea.
On June 13th, 2013, under the Obama administration, the Department of the Interior and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service published in the Federal Register a proposed rule that would have removed the gray wolf from the list of endangered and threatened wildlife.
And he says the decision was not made without careful consideration of the species.
This determination was made after Fish and Wildlife evaluated the classification status of gray wolves currently listed in the contiguous United States under the Endangered Species Act of 1973 and found, and I quote, the best available scientific and commercial information indicates that the currently listed entity is not a valid species under the Act, end quote.
Newhouse says states would be far better equipped to manage their own needs and concerns. Listen tomorrow for more on why the Manage Our Wolves Act is still not a done deal and what lies ahead.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.